So this is the week of Thanksgiving, and I think that video reminds me that people celebrate Thanksgiving in different ways, and we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving in different ways. Many folks will be traveling. How many of you are traveling? You're driving someplace, even if it's another place in Atlanta. Okay, so that's a good many of us. It's been interesting to see that between the services. The first service, like almost everybody was traveling, and then the middle service, hardly anybody was, and so we're kind of a mixture here. But, wherever we go, the circumstances may be different. I want to remind you that this Thursday here at the church, there will be a meal served, Thanksgiving celebration that's very, I think, reflective of the diverse and eclectic community that we have. Now, many of you may be thinking, this is sort of like the Salvation Army soup kitchen. There will be, a few homeless people there, but there'll also be other kinds of people there. It's an eclectic group, and so just know that you are invited, particularly if for whatever reason you don't have someone to spend Thanksgiving with. We should be together for Thanksgiving. We should be in community with Thanksgiving, whatever that looks like. And I was talking to a member of the church this past week, and asked him, if he lost his wife a few years ago. I was asking him if his kids were coming for Thanksgiving, and he said, "No, we celebrated last week. We'll be together for Christmas." And so he's coming to the Thanksgiving meal because of that. So it is there. It is there as a gift, and you may have know of folks, that need a place to be for Thanksgiving, and so just please help us with this ministry that Aura Bailey and some others have started. It just has really continued to reach people. And so we are thinking about being grateful this morning, and in a few moments, Steve and I are going to do something a little unusual. We're going to do a little tap dance number. You ready? Yeah, just kidding. No. Yeah. Now we're going to come around with the microphones and let you share in the sermon this morning. Talk about things that you are grateful for, that you are thankful for. But as we prepare for that, I want to share with you a word of scripture that I think really reflects a pattern and a way of gratitude. If we're looking for how we can be more grateful, how we can live generous, thankful, grateful lives. There's much scripture that can instruct us about and we can use as a template. I know of no stronger example than the Apostle Paul. Paul reflected that in a lot of his writings, but this morning I want to look at just a short passage from Philippians. If you know anything about Philippians, I did a sermon series one time called Seeing the Glass Half Full, because if anyone can see the glass half full, it was Paul. Paul is in prison as he writes this, yet it is one of the most joyful, most purposeful, most thankful letters or scriptures that you'll read. And so in this, we can see how he lived his life and how he reflected that. And I think in there is a pattern for us as well. So before we share together, let's look at some things we can learn from Paul. First of all, one of the things that you see as we work through this, we're going to start with verse 3, chapter 1, is that Paul was grateful for the role that others shared in our lives and in our world. Paul was grateful for that within the Philippian church. But as we think about our lives, realize that, we don't do this alone. And to be grateful for the role that others share. Paul says, "I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." Your partnership, other translations say sharing, you're sharing in the gospel. And so what Paul, who planted this church, who was, in many ways their spiritual leader, but he realized that it was much bigger than just him. How many of you know people and they're always very, very, territorial when it comes to their ministry? It's my ministry. This is, this is my place. It's my, and they, it's a lot of my and me in the way that they talk. We have to recognize that in the church, in the body of Christ, that it's a sharing, all of us together. I could not do this alone. Trust me. If it was just me doing everything on Sunday morning, it would be a disaster. You know, but to just like to do this service. You know, the choir is here and they've dedicated their time. Our musicians, Steve is a director. We look at the ushers. Look at Patrick, who is here, you know, week after week running sound. All of the things that it takes place, our greeters, you know, the people that decorated, that put the flowers, the acolytes, all the training, all of that is sharing in the gospel, and that's just for this service. Recently, somebody here in the church was talking about something that we had done, and they said, you know, that was a great thing. I'm sure that was your idea. And here's the honest truth. I don't remember. It might have been my idea. I was trying to think back. I don't know if it was or not, because it could have been any number of people. It was this sharing together. Ronald Reagan said that, you know, it's amazing the things that we can do when no one cares who gets the credit. And so the Apostle Paul realized that it was a sharing in the gospel. So as I think about, you know, who I am grateful for, I am grateful for this church and for the many men and women, servants of God, that are working together to bring about the gospel. Thank you so much for that. So we're grateful for the role others share in our lives and in our work. Paul was also grateful for God's work in others' lives wherever they are on their journey. Wherever they are on their journey, Paul was thankful for that. He said, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion unto the day of Christ Jesus. The story is still being written. It's not over yet. People are at different places in, you know, on their journey of life and on their journey of faith. And by trust in God, we know that he who's begun a good work will carry it on. I think of my own two children. I am so proud of them and the young adults that they've become. They're both so caring, so family-centered, so others-centered. They're two of the kindest people that I know, and just the way in which they live outwardly. They're just, you know, they got that from their mother. They're just, but I'm telling you, it hasn't always been that way. There have been times when it's been a struggle, but the story was still being written. And there are other people in our lives, people that maybe, you know, you're in a small group or Bible study or Sunday school class with or some ministry, and, you know, you get a little frustrated with them, but God is just doing a work in them, and they're not done, and the story is being written, you know, as we look around. And like, as I've heard testimonies this morning, and just where I met some of the people, and just to watch their lives of faith, how they have grown, it inspires me, and I am grateful for that. And so Paul saw that. He didn't think that it was all over, and, you know, think that, you know, they criticized people because they might have got some things wrong. That God was working in them, and he saw and he acknowledged that. And so for that, we can be grateful. He was also, and this you see over and over in Paul, and particularly here in Philippians, he was grateful in good and bad circumstances. Paul was. He said this, "It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel." You know, in good times and bad times, that God is working. I'm grateful for that, Paul says. And you know, later in that same chapter, but it's certainly in Philippians, he talks about how the gospel is being furthered because he is in chains, and that he's being able to witness to the prison guard because he's chained to him. So he's witnessing this guy, and that God is at work in that. And so he's thankful and he's grateful in all circumstances in life. And we can be as well when we look at, you know, some of the things that we have been through in our families. Some of you, I look around, we got two miracles sitting in this room that I can see right here that we'll probably hear from. Both of them happen to be named Steve, but you know, that have had some incredible obstacles to overcome this year. but yet I think both of them would say about how they'd seen God's blessing in that. When I think about our life as a church community, you know, there's been some struggles here in the last few years, but that is just that's only, you know, how would we know that we needed God if we didn't have to go through struggles to have to depend completely on God, right? It's helped us so in all ways, you know, that we can be thankful in good and bad circumstances. And then finally, this last one, and I may not have worded this the best, but I think you'll get the heart of what I mean by this, that if we want to be grateful, if we want to live lives as thankful people, generous people, grateful people, joyful people, purpose-filled people, you know, we need to pattern our lives to help others, to be shaped, our prayers and our purpose in life to be shaped by a grateful heart. And just to finish this section, he says, all of you share in God's grace. He's talking about, you know, the community, the shared community again. But God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is the best and be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to his glory, praise, and forever. And so this living our lives outwardly with gratitude and gratefulness and letting that shape our hearts is a way to live. And when I think about, and honestly, you know, I know this is going to sound like something you just say, but I mean it, and I think you know her. When I think of someone who reflects this every day of that I've known her, is my wife, Teresa. She's one of the most giving, most unselfish people I've ever known in my life. People will say to me, does she smile all the time? She can't smile all the time. She doesn't smile all the time. But she smiles in a lot of it. And I've never seen anyone, you know, that's been so motivated by serving and helping and kindness and showing gratitude and all of that. She witnesses to me, and I'm incredibly grateful for her for all that she's, you know, done in our partnership and journey together of life. And so, you know, hopefully that can be kind of a template. I know that I mentioned that we were going to do this last week, so I know some of y'all have been thinking about it and told me you were thinking about it. So I do want to have a time now for us to just sort of share with one another, and we've got folks in a lot of different places. And so what we're going to do is, I think, Mike, you're going to help us up here. Yeah, Mike's going to help us up here. If any choir members, because I know this is a grateful bunch right here. They are, and I'm grateful for them. And so Steve's going to go this way, and I'm going to go that way. And we got people up in the balcony, and so we'll send one of us up there, you know, for you guys. But, you know, we're just, and we don't have time for everybody to, you know, say everything. But hopefully we can touch on a lot of us and be inspired by seeing the gratitude in other folks' hearts. So who will be first? And we'll kind of get them in the queue. Steve will go to somebody, I'll go to somebody, and we'll keep them going. You've got that. All right. And so here's what we're going to do this. I've done this now two times, and I know the best way to do it. So if you will say your name so that people, because not everybody's going to know everybody. So if you'll start off by saying your name, and then you can go. So we'll start over there with Earl.
Earl Crocker, and I'm thankful for this church and my family, and Pat in particular, having a preacher that gives great sermons.
I'm Charlotte Harvard. We have another miracle here. And many of you are aware of this, and many of you contributed to it. When we went to Myrtle Beach in June, Wilson had to be taken to the hospital. The attending physician there at Myrtle Beach told Lynn and me she wasn't all sure that he would ever get back home alive. When we got back home, he continued to go down. On June 21st, Lynn and I put him into hospice. A couple of days later, we bought a cemetery plot. But thanks to the fact that he quit taking the medication that was killing him, thanks to your prayers, he is no longer at death's door. He's out there fixing me a bed to plant my spinach in. He's here to help me get Thanksgiving dinner on the table for our family. So this has indeed been a miracle, and I thank God that I still have my wonderful husband, Wilson, and next month we plan to celebrate our 59th anniversary.
Wow, yeah. Thank you for your help.
Got another one over here?
Up here. Up here.
Okay, Mike, up there.
I'm Nancy Blackwell, and I'd just like to say that I'm thankful for God's grace. I'm thankful for Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us. And I'm thankful for all the genuine Christian people in this church.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll go to Lynn and then go to Steve. So,
I'm Lynn Johnston, and of course I second the motion of what my mom just spoke about my dad, what an amazing blessing that is. But I am just feeling thankful, very thankful. I am so dearly blessed. I'm blessed to be here just with my family. And I'm so thankful that I'm here with the people that are here with me, including my two sons and my daughter's here as well in the live wire. So I'm just so, I feel like the Lord has blessed me in so many ways with the wonderful family that I have been given. Thank you.
I'm going to go first because mine's not going to be as long as Steve's, but most of you know that Steve has just been through a liver transplant. And it's because of all of you and the prayers that we have been held up. Lord, we thank you for your timing. Your method is not always as we expected. Your timing is not always as we pray for. We prayed and prayed and prayed for relief. We prayed for healing this side of heaven. But we honestly had gotten used to depending completely upon God. Didn't know if it was going to happen this side of heaven. But to be honest with you, we had to apologize because God doesn't always work within the box. He did not work within the box of the medical framework that we had been told. He came up with a miracle that was totally unexpected. And we just thank him so much. We know he is not finished with us yet, but we know that we became dependent completely upon him. And it was only in those times that he came forth and he brought us a miraculous blessing. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Stephen Troutman, and I've got several things to be thankful for. One is a wife of 42 years, the prayers that came from the church during my ordeal, and basically the knowledge that God has given the surgeons that pull me through everything. So,
Stephen had brain cancer, a tumor.
No, you can't hear.
Oh, okay. Steve, if you don't know, had a tumor in the brain and had to have that removed and some complications around that. But, you know, he's doing great back at work and, you know, all charged and ready to go. Yes. Back over there.
The my journey has been miraculous. And one of the things that one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And it's hard to be when you're at death's door several times. It's hard to be joyful in hope sometimes. The doubt keeps creeping in. Am I going to make it? You got to, you know, our journey, and it's mine and Gene's journey, has been tough, but it has been a wonderful journey. Got the 16th of September, I got a new liver. I'm extremely pleased with my progress, and that we are, you know, tremendously blessed. And I want to say also, this church has been a rock for us. The prayers, the cards, I'm getting there. And, you know, the entire Stephen ministry here has been such a blessing to us. I mean, they have made things much easier. They have made me realize that we have to depend on God. And, you know, it's hard, you know, as far as the affliction, it's hard to stay positive when you're hurting and when you're at death's door several times. But you got to realize that, yes, stay positive, keep a positive mental attitude. But y'all have been the hands and feet of Jesus Christ because of the prayers that y'all have done for us. And like I say, it's our journey, and our faith, Gene and I's faith, has been so much has deepened. Yes, because prayer works. And I just want y'all to know that I am so grateful for this congregation. And it has been amazing, and we could not have made it without our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and all of y'all, because it has been a journey, and it's still a journey. Keep the prayers coming.
Thank you, Steve. And I also say that all that you've been through, we let you take as long as you want to, brother. Okay, do we have anybody else up in the choir? No? Okay, so anybody up in the balcony here? Here's your chance, balcony people. All right, that's it. All right.
We'll get you.
Oh,
next.
We got one down here. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
It was you next. I thought they were pointing to you.
Well, I'll try not to take too long, but I just wanted to thank the people of this church through the years that have been with me. But yesterday was a special day in, I guess, different ways. I got a call yesterday morning that I had another great-grandchild, which is always good news. But yesterday afternoon, I was at a funeral for a friend, a young man that grew up with my boys and my children. So I had two experiences yesterday, but I thank the Lord that I was able to be there. And I will be spending Thanksgiving in Atlanta with my son, Mike. I have two Mikes in my life now that are really special to me, and I think all of you know Mike Early. And I just thank God and thank you all for this wonderful church and for the minister that we have and this choir director. When I moved to Remington House, he was my first visitor, and I just appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
I'm Margaret Ingram. I'm so grateful for so many things, but I will limit it to thinking about my family and all the wonderful blessings that come from having a big, loving family. But today especially, I'm grateful for my twin sister, who has been on my journey with me all my life, and especially today since it's her birthday today. So.
It's really y'all's birthday today?
Yeah, it's just hers.
It's just yours? Right, you'll have to explain that one to me later, okay? All right, Joanne.
Well, it'll be after. I'm so thankful for many, many things, but I think the thing that I'm most thankful for is in the difficulties which I've had in the last year or so, the good Lord has offered solutions because I trust Him. I'm so thankful for this church because you've been a part so much of the healing in my life. I give you thanks. I give the good Lord thanks for our pastor, for our staff, for all those of you who participate in that great service. Thank you, God, for this church. I appreciate you so much.
Right here.
My name is Tommy Hass, and I want to thank my wife, Bonnie, for being by my side for, what is it now, Bonnie, 61 years?
68.
68 years. She's always able to keep me straight. But that 68 years has been 68 years of a wonderful thing. Thank you, Bonnie.
I'm Alma Ruth Bird. Since last Sunday, I have thought about this all week, wondering if it's appropriate. If it isn't, just turn your ear away. I am thankful for a patriot in this church. He writes a column in the newspaper. I hope that you read it. He stands up for our Constitution, for our founding fathers, and for our country, and I'm grateful for Daryl.
Other folks anywhere? Yes, Tommy.
I'm Tommy Morgan, and I'm thankful for everyone in this church that sent cards, calls, visits, and so forth. I had a little episode last Sunday, and I've been through tests, and I have one more to go. But everything's fine. I feel fine. But I wanted to thank all of y'all for calling and visiting, and particularly for your prayers. So I'm doing fine, and thank you.
All right. Any others? I don't want to cut anybody off. This has been wonderful. As I, you know, as I think, and I'm going to switch back to the other mic now. Patrick? There we go. All right. As we've done this morning, and I, you know, so many of you this year have gone through so much loss, health, just other struggles, but yet your faith has shown through that. And I want to thank you. I'm grateful for the testimony and witness of your lives of faith through that. We're thankful to God for his provision for us, for our church along the journey, and that should strengthen our faith. You know, as Joanne was saying, we've been through some difficult circumstances, but God has given us answer. God has given us ways, and so for that I am grateful. I'm grateful for each of you. I am grateful to be a part of this church, to have the privilege of serving here as a pastor. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my wife. Grateful for my mother-in-law. Grateful for, you know, for Jesus Christ, for his life, for his death, and the salvation that I have in him and that we all have in him. So let's pray, and then we'll move into our closing hymn. God, we're thankful for this Sunday and this sharing that's come, oh God. And we ask that you would, you know, accept all of these words, these testimonies, as an offering to you. As we look around us, particularly this time of year, oh God, and the leaves have been so pretty this week, but we see the splendor and the beauty of this world, and the wonder of life, and the mystery of love. And it's so evident here, you know, the blessing of family and friends and loving care, which surrounds us literally, Lord, on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our very best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us, O God, and give you praise. We thank you also, God, for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledgement of our dependence on you alone. And above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word, the example of his life, for the way in which he died for our sins, overcoming death and rising again to life, so that we also may be raised to the life of your kingdom. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are so grateful. And through our Lord Jesus, at all times and in all places, may we give thanks to you in all places.